in that greater way, the Messiah. They didn't like him, but they were scared enough because John had such popularity with the people, they wouldn't touch him. John the Baptist also stood before kings and talked to them. He was a pretty predominant man. So if we were to put John the Baptist into modern day terms, let's say he would have a nice big church. He would have a nice big ministry. He would have his own podcast. He would maybe be on TBN or something like that every once in a while. He would have these many ministries. If you sign up today, you could get his newsletter. You could sign right up, get that newsletter, and get going. He had all these things going on. But something happened when he appeared before the king. And you can read that later on in Matthew 14 if you want to find out a little more backstory. That's your homework if you choose to accept it or not. But he had spoken to the king, and the king put him in prison. So when you're in prison, you don't do so much, do you? And some of you are like, yeah, I know what that's like. No, or some of you don't know what it's like. That's okay. And you don't do as much. And then you can see his ministry kind of dwindled a little bit. And it dwindled a lot more because he was in prison for some time. Now, John the Baptist was the cousin of Jesus. So remember that John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the river, and then the Holy Spirit descended on like a dove, and then the heavens opened up and said, this is my son, who I'm well pleased with. He was there for all that. Wouldn't that be amazing? Baptizing Andrew, boom. This is my son, who I'm well pleased with. You know, I mean, like, wow, that's some serious stuff right there. That's Pastor Kurt in the microphone. Hey, just letting you know. But could you imagine that? What an enormous, enormous moment in history for that. Because that's never been done. Never been done. He was there for that. He saw Jesus and his ministry. But something happened to John when he was in prison. And he started questioning what really was happening. Even though he had experiences. Now, I'm not going to blame John for that because we do the exact same thing. Something happens, and even though we've had these wonderful encounters with Christ, we're still like, where are you, Lord? Is this really what I signed up for? Is this really what's going on? But you would think, seeing that, you know, John's family, Lazarus wasn't even family, and Jesus came to go help him. John was family. You would think that he would come down there, storm the gates, all the gates would open up, he would tell the king to get in his place, and there would be a great overthrow, and Jesus would be king. Boom. I mean, he is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. I mean, he had all power to do whatever he wanted to do. Why not? That's his cousin in jail. He's like, no, my cousin doesn't go to jail. Get out of here. Get out of free old J car. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Get out of jail free card is what he should have played right there. That's what he should have played. But he didn't. He didn't do that. And so John, a little let down, he's like, what's going on here? Starts to question things. And it's easy to question things when those things happen. And then let's see what Jesus replies. So his disciples, John's disciples, go to Jesus, ask him this thing. Jesus then gives him this reply. I'll tell you what, Jesus is amazing. And when he gives you replies, be on the lookout, because it's going to set some people free. Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What do you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what do you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. He's quoting scripture about this person. I just think that's kind of cool, though. Scripture was written about John the Baptist. Come on. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. I mean, if Jesus is saying that about you, that's pretty amazing. Let's just stop there for a second. If Jesus says, there, I tell you the truth, among those born of women, and everyone's born of a woman, let's just say it that way, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Wow. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That's pretty amazing, actually, what Jesus says to John. That is huge. That is a game changer. Because John is fulfilling the scriptures, telling what's going on, and preparing the way for Jesus, gets downhearted, downcast. And then Jesus says, look at what you've done. You've prepared the way so the things of your heart, the things that you were supposed to do, the things that you are calling your accomplishments, the greatness that you have, John, I can now do my greatness because you did your greatness. I can walk in the plans that I have to walk because of you, because you prepared the way. And because you prepared the way, the blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And then he says this part, which I thought it was very interesting. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. What he means by that is, don't let yourself be distraught by what my plan is to do. Because Jesus had his own plan to do. Peter tried to rebuke him for his plan because he didn't know it was the Lord's. Don't let me not showing up stumble you from what God's called you to and what you are, from the greatness to pull out of you. We don't know exactly what happens. Bible doesn't say what exactly happens to John after that. We know he does get beheaded and things like that. And you can read that later on in Matthew 14. But there is a nerve struck within John at that time where it shows him as going after the cross. And there are records shown that after these things took place, that John continued to live his life, not questioning whether Jesus was the Messiah or not. He had the revelation of it. Jesus shows John his greatness and can come out of him. I'm calling everyone today, and I'm saying this today, I said this in the prayer this morning, I believe everyone in this room has greatness. Did you know that? You have greatness inside of you. You do. Maybe you haven't heard that. Maybe you've heard these lies. Oh, you're no good. Oh, you'll never amount to anything. You just keep doing that. You'll suffer. Maybe you've heard those things. But here, let me give you some truth. Let me give you some biblical word. There is greatness inside of you that God wants to pull out. There are some great things that God wants to develop in you. And he's like, I've put you here for a reason, for a purpose. And if you allow me and partner with me, we can do this together. There's greatness inside of each and every one of us. But that greatness will never become a realization without Christ. It will never reach full potential without Christ. Now, there are some great people out there. I'm not going to say there's not great things that have happened. You know, we have some great, we've seen some great athletics in this century. We've seen some great projects, some great technological advances. We've seen a lot of great things happen. But what you achieve here on earth doesn't necessarily mean that you achieve something in heaven. I mean, it's very true. Just because you did some great things here on earth, which are wonderful, I'm not saying anything about them, that they're bad things or anything else, but just because they're recognized here on earth doesn't mean that they're going to be recognized in heaven. When you have a relationship with Christ, there is greatness that can be drawn out of you in a greater measure, and then with that, there can come a fulfillment that you didn't even know existed. Unless you walk with them. There's just not. I know I saw a friend the other night, and I hadn't seen this friend in a while, and I was like, man, it's good to see this friend. And I was like, you know, so we were just kind of carrying on and things like that. And I'm like, man, it's good to see you. And so saw him, and then and he had another guy in front of him, and I was like, oh, but you should take off your hats. I was talking to the other guy. Not my friend, but this other guy. I was like, you should take off your hat. You're in the presence of greatness. You know, just being kind of funny. Just, yeah, this guy, you know, I lavish a little bit, things like that. And then after a few more minutes of just chatting, I went on home. And on my walk home, the Lord just hit me hard. Have you ever had that happen when the Lord just like, pow, just gives you something hard and you just like, wow, that was His word. That was Him speaking to me. And he said, you know what? I've called him to greatness. And so immediately, I was like, I started praying for my friend. I was like, Lord, I pray that he walks in the greatness that you've called him. I pray that whatever situation he's going through right now, that you would just help him get through that. And in getting through that, that you would bring him on, up on the other side and there would be greatness with him. And that's what I pray for everyone here. You've got greatness inside of you. You've got great things inside of you. Great giftings. Great personalities. Trish. So good to see. I love Trish. I love it because Trish is a sign. I'm not saying bad things before, but I'm saying that I've seen a great working of what the Lord's done in your life in the last 5 years. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Just keep on letting him. Just keep on letting him. And that's a great thing. Where you wouldn't hear a peep out of her 5 years ago. Or maybe she just got comfortable enough with us. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, you know, but there's a lot of great things. I've seen it in other people, like Karen. Karen, I've seen great things come from you. And it's been awesome to see these things. I love seeing these things coming out. I see where God's been gifting you and just been really manifesting things coming in from your life that just, I don't know if you thought were there or not, but he's just been doing things where your grace, His grace is there in your life and you can see it as evident, which is wonderful. And Mike Deal, I mean, man, come on. Come on. I was worried about Mike for a while there. When I first got here, I was a little worried about Mike. Now I'm not so worried. Not so worried now. The Lord has him in a great place. He does. Even though there's been some trials and some struggles there, we're not going to say there's not. But the Lord's brought him out without smelling like smoke. And it's awesome to see God doing some great things. Greatness. Great things. And those are all examples. I could go through everyone and say I see certain things and I want to see more. And not because I want to see more. It's not about me. It's about what God's doing in our hearts. Because if I start seeing it and I see you guys maybe once, maybe twice a week, maybe, or once every 2 weeks, depending on how things go, then I know that others around you are experiencing it. And Jesus is getting all the glory for it. And that's an awesome thing. That is an awesome thing. So I want to call you to greatness today. Can we be great? Yes. But with Him, we can walk in the fullness of that greatness that God's called us to do. Amen? Let's just pray as we close here. So Father, right now, I thank You for everyone in this house and in the sound of my voice, Father. I thank You that You have great plans, that You have great fulfillment for them. I thank You, Father, that You want to love on them, that You want to be their Savior, their Father, their Lord, and their friend. That they can have a relationship with You. That doesn't have to be through someone else, but they can have it with You, and You will talk to them, and they can talk to You back. Where there is no other place, there is no other God, there's no other religion like that. And it's because that way, because You are real. I thank You, Lord, that many years ago You proved Yourself to that, and You continue to prove Yourself as real on a daily basis to me. So, Father, right now, I just call forth greatness from this congregation, from this church. I thank You, Father, that You've deposited some great things inside of them, some amazing things inside of them, some ideas that will make them wealthy, some things that are just going to make them, wow, make people want to be around them. You've planted things that are going to give them fulfillment in their walk here on earth. And I thank You, Father, that they can have a relationship with You, that we can spend this life together and all of eternity with You. Father, I pray if there's someone that hasn't made that decision, Father, that You would just show them that You're real. Give them an encounter with You. That way they know that You're there and that You love them desperately. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, before we get going here, bye Facebook, we love you guys. Yes. And that's the end of the video. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll get it. And video. Well, there we go. I'm going to see this finger pointing at the end of the video a lot. So that's how it goes until we get new technology. So anyways, want to pray for anyone that had some physical ailments today. Because our God heals, doesn't He? He does. We've seen it happen before. And if you have, I just want to do it this way. If you have a physical ailment that's been hurting you this week, or it's something that's ongoing, or if it's something that just came up this week or something like that, I just want you to raise your hand real quick. Just raise your hand. Okay. So this is what I want to do. Can all of us keep your hands raised just for a second? Can all of us just reach our hands and stretch forth our hands to these people? If you want to get up and lay hands on, that's fine too. But can we reach your hands out to pray for these people? When we stretch our hands, it means we are agreeing in prayer for these people. Amen? So let's just do that. So Father, right now, we speak healing on these bodies. Lord, You know what's going on in their bodies. We don't, and that's okay. Lord, we speak healing, restoration, creative miracles, no more pain in the name of Jesus, no more suffering in the name of Jesus, inflammation go down. Father, we thank You for healing right now in these bodies. Right now in the name of Jesus. And we say thank You, Father, for Your glory to be known. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We're a family here. We love everyone. And that's the way it's going to continue to be. I know the leadership here agrees with me. We want to see God do great things in everyone here. Amen. Well, you know what? I'm so sorry today. I have to apologize. I only spoke for 20 minutes. I do apologize. You know what? Next week, if you come here, I'll double the length of sermon. How's that? Is that okay? Do you mind if I do that? I'm kidding. I won't do that. But you never know. You never know. You're like, it's a well, we might lose a few people along the way. But no, I just want to say I'm glad to see everyone here. Blessings that you're released. And may the Lord continue to draw out. Remember, greatness. The Lord wants to do some great things in you. Amen. Blessings.